Hey everyone, Dr. David Clark. I want to talk to you today about how to get the most out of the vegetables that you eat. Now, in my practice, with my practice members, there's basically three components to my treatment plan for anyone. I don't care what the condition is or the name it's been given. We're basically going to do diet and lifestyle, supplementation, and then Clark brain-based rehab. What I want to talk to you today is about a certain little part of diet, because that is a huge component. You are what you eat and what you absorb. Many people have eaten themselves into chronic conditions such as diabetes, autoimmune conditions, and what goes in your mouth has a profound impact on whether or not you're going to get better. So what I want to do today is tell you how to get the most out of the vegetables that you're eating. And first of all, that assumes that you are eating vegetables. So let's talk about that. There's a lot of studies that have been done. In fact, there's a recent one that came out that compared a lot. They basically cooked these vegetables like 20 different ways and measured their antioxidant levels. Now, antioxidants, as you know, are basically what fruits and vegetables are full of. They're things that help protect us from damage of just being alive and help us with quenching inflammation. So I'm going to differ a little bit with their results. What they have found, and actually this is the first thing we'll start with, what they found is that if you want to absorb the most beneficial phytochemicals from tomatoes, you need to eat them with fat. Now, lycopene is what they're referring to. Lycopene is the thing that gives tomatoes that red color. Lycopene is extremely important for prostate health and a lot of other functions as well. Lycopene is absorbed maximally when you eat the tomatoes with a little bit of fat. So what do I mean by that? Tomatoes and a little bit of olive oil. Now, for me, this brings up the question of where are you even getting your tomatoes from to begin with? Because if you can get the maximum amount of lycopene if you eat them with fat, then let's get a tomato that has the maximum amount of lycopene to begin with. My recommendation to you is always buy organic if you can, because it's without pesticides and insecticides. The next down the list, buy local, because local tomatoes, especially organic local tomatoes, and you can probably find those at a farmer's market or even what they call a community-supported agriculture. I'm digging deep here because I'm trying to give you logistics. I'm trying to give you resources. So even if you're not a practice member of mine, this is something you can use right now to help you and your family be healthier. So look for tomatoes that are high quality. You know, if you look at the tomato and you can't decide if it's a tomato or an apple, that's not a good tomato. So if you're going to use tomatoes at all, please get the highest quality ones and try to get one local, and certainly one that's local and organic, because it's just going to be fresher. It's going to have more of these antioxidants in them to begin with. So the next thing that the study talked about that I want to share with you guys, I'm going to kind of differ with them, is they found that when you grate things, when you increase the surface area, like you chop them and grate them, you actually make it easier for you to absorb more of the nutrients because you're increasing the surface area. No big mind-blowing revelation there. Now, what are the ways that you should cook your food that you will retain the maximum amount of nutrients in the vegetables? Well, here's the best way. You eat them raw. Shred the things, eat them raw. And in fact, you should try to eat something raw every day, because the enzymes and the vitamins that are in those raw vegetables are destroyed partially when you cook them. There's no way around it. When you cook vegetables, you're going to destroy the things that make them good for you. So my suggestion to you is to cook them lightly steamed. What does that mean? That means get a little steamer basket, put it on top of your oven, on top of a pot, and lightly steam it. The more heat you use, the more water you use, the less nutritious those vegetables are going to be. So some people say that you could even microwave vegetables. For me, the jury's out on that. I just don't quite feel good about using the, I don't know, I'm not sold yet on the fact that you can steam them that way, and maybe you can. Maybe we'll find out one day, but just lightly steam them. Lightly steamed, and when they're done, they're al dente, which means they're still got a little bit of crisp to them. Don't make them mush. So if you want to cook your vegetables and get the maximum benefit of the nutrition in them, you need to use less temperature and less water. So the absolute worst way you can cook your vegetables is to use a pressure cooker or to boil them. They're basically worthless. Oh, and if you're going to use vegetables that aren't fresh, use frozen. Canned vegetables are fairly much worthless. So that's my vegetable nutrition tip for the day. I'll be talking to you soon. This is Dr. David Clark on The Place for Answers, and that was how to get the most out of the vegetables that you're eating.